It's 17 to 12. I mentioned earlier that we're going to have a chat with Kim Bolson today, particularly about the use of sunscreens. And it won't be long before we're really slip, slop, slapping again. And she joins us now. Kim, of course, is a naturopath and hormone consultant. Hey, Kim, how are you going?
Well, thank you, Graham. And you?
Pretty good. Now, you want to talk about a personal experience in relation to certain sunscreens. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, I went out and purchased yet another sunscreen. And for just general, you know, wear on the skin, on the facial skin each day. And it was a natural mineral sunscreen, SPF 30, and a fairly good brand sold in pharmacies and health food stores. So I looked at the ingredients and I thought, yep, zinc oxide, all good so far. That's fairly inert. And didn't recognise that there was a particular preservative in the base. So I applied it onto my nose, no problem, and then I thought, good, I'll apply it a little bit further and spread and covered it over my face. And I sat there for 3 hours and my whole facial skin burnt.
Ooh.
Mm. It felt like I'd been out in the sun all day long with no moisturiser on. So after doing a little bit of research, I thought, look, I better tell some of your viewers or listeners just to be careful that not only do the chemicals in some of the sunscreens pose problems for people, but it's also the preservative base. Now, this preservative base in this mineral sunscreen, you'd think it'd be pretty good, wouldn't you?
Mm.
Is a sodium hydroxymethylglycinate. Big, big words.
Goodness me.
And I did some research, and it is a known irritant. It is known to cause burning and irritation. I sat there like a beetroot. My face was bright red and burnt. Now, can you imagine putting that on your little baby's skin?
Mm. So what's happening? Does this preservative then sort of pass into the bloodstream, does it?
Some of them can. not necessarily that one, but there are quite a few preservatives that I've researched. Most of them do, sorry, yes. A lot of the preservatives and the chemicals will actually transport through the skin into the bloodstream. The other thing that perhaps is also an issue for people when they're buying their sunscreens, a lot of us are choosing zinc oxide, which is good, but they're also choosing titanium dioxide now. Now, these are, zinc and titanium are inert metals, or minerals and metals found in the earth, and they will deflect the sun. All the chemicals that you find on the backs and the labels of sunscreens are absorbers. They do not deflect the UVA and UVB, so they are not good to use. Stick to your titanium and your zinc. However, some of the brands, and I've got one here in front of me that actually says low irritant cream, free of chemical absorbers for highly sensitive skin, contains microfine titanium dioxide. Now, this is a problem, apparently. The microfine, it's called nanotechnology. The particles of the titanium become so small that they've been known to pass through the skin into the bloodstream and upset the DNA of cells.
Mm.
Don't want this. So just stick to basic titanium dioxide as a deflector and a zinc oxide mineral sunscreen, and please just be careful of the preservative bases.
Now, give me the name of that preservative again that you found in that sunscreen.
Ah, it's called sodium hydroxymethylglycinate.
Right. Sodium hydroxymethylglycinate. And that's the one to avoid.
Well, yes, and there are a few others, but I've actually put up some of this information and a list of recommended products and ingredients listing on my website.
Which is all the W's, kimbolson.com.
That's the one.
All right. Well, if people want to go there, they can find all the information. Kim Bolson, KIMBALSON.com. Thank you, Kim.
Hey, Graham.
4GR's Focus on the Down.
With Graham Healy.
Follow us on Twitter.
4GR_Focus.
And Facebook.
All right. Let's give you...